Hello and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta and I am your host. And today's episode is episode number 14 of season 2. And we're talking about embracing the yes energy. Before we get into it, hi, hello. How are you? I hope you are breathing and feeling the energies have been intense. The eclipse season energies are still with us, carrying us through these transformational times, as well as Mercury in retrograde, and we've got the full moon coming up in Scorpio. So lots going on that is working us through on all levels. So make sure you stay in your breath. Make sure you keep coming back to the breath, right? Remember that your breath is everything. Your breath is your connection to yourself, to your soul, to your intuition, to your feminine energy, to creating space, to moving your energy flow, to your grounding, and on and on and on. The yes energy. What we'll be talking about here today is that the yes energy has nothing to do with you needing to yes anybody. It's got nothing to do with you people pleasing. It's got nothing to do with you rolling over. Okay? Just to be clear. The yes energy has everything to do with you knowing who you really are. Infinite source, light being incarnated, playing human. And you are here to learn, to grow, to heal, to evolve, to ascend. That's why you are here. On the soul level, you know this. And the yes energy is your soul. It is your light. It is your source self here to really accept and embrace all experiences. And that's what this podcast is all about. Good. So from here, go ahead and focus onto the breath. I invite you into the breath. I invite you to join me in the breath, because this is not just me throwing some information at you. This is about you learning to embody it all, you receiving it from the feminine energy. And remember that your breath already opens you into your feminine energy. Nice, deep, slow, conscious in and exhales. And I want to start this episode today with a client example. And so my client has been on the healing, growth, ascension path for a while, for a good while. And so she's very well aware of her goddesses and her light self and her feminine energy. And, you know, there is really this area in which she still has these struggles. It is when she's at work, you know, when she's at home or with family or with friends, she's very well in her goddess connection, in her authority, in her flow, in her joy, right? That is very much her norm. But when it comes to being in the office, being in this masculine environment, being around a lot of people, you know, it's really been hard for her to embody and to be in herself, connected to herself and present to her true self, right? Because in the end, remember, it's all about us staying connected. The connection first, staying in the feminine energy first. We will use the masculine energy as necessary in addition to being in our feminine energy, but feminine energy, remember, is your intuition, is your knowing, is your soul communication. So to stay in this communication, in this guidance, always will make life so much easier. And then from here, you will know when to bring in your masculine energy and to what level, right? The balance within, inner connection first. And so a few episodes ago, we were talking about the flow and how to be in the flow and how to live your life in the flow. And I received a few questions afterwards. Well, you know, so how is it for me when I'm really busy and I'm at work? So this subject keeps to be coming up quite a bit now, appropriately so. Two things that are really going to help with this inner connection and to stay in this inner connection a little bit more, a little bit further. One is visualize. Visualize, because all of us that are sensitives, all of us that are here to embody our goddess, we are generally quite sensitive. We feel the energy, we sense the energy, we know it, right? We know what's happening. So we have been very good at feeling and learning to stay in our own energy field and our energy space and not taking other people on, not reaching and attaching our own energy to others, right? So that's all good and well, but feeling and just staying in the feeling is oftentimes challenging, because when we are working, when we are in the masculine energy a lot, we're using it a lot, right? And we're surrounded by a lot of masculine energy. What happens is that this is normal, very normal, that when we are not truly connected and aware and in our own energy and space, energy will feel drawn to the loudest energy in the room. So yet another reason to learn and to practice staying connected to yourself, staying present and connected to your own energy flow. And when we're not connected, then like I've said, it's much easier to be on autopilot and to be pulled to the loud energies, the masculine energies in the room. This is a very simple scientific matter. What helps to not do that, what helps to maintain your own space, your own energy flow, is to bring in the visualization. This helped my client tremendously, that she was really beginning to activate her third eye and to see herself on the inside. All right, remember, this is an inward journey. Ascension is an inward journey. Goddess embodiment is an inward journey. And so she was able to visualize herself as the light, as the beautiful source being that she is. And by the way, however you want to visualize that is perfectly for you. So she was envisioning herself as light. So she sees it as golden light. If you see it in any other color, that's perfectly fine. If you have a connection with yourself as a queen or an empress or a high priestess or a witch or a goddess, right? If you have your connectivity to your authority, that's great. However you want to visualize it for yourself is perfect, right? Because we are all snowflakes. We're all so unique. And so my client actually was Nefertiti in another life. And she does bring Nefertiti in quite a bit. Now she does. But in the beginning, she was really using the visual, right? Learning to stay in the visual, learning to stay in this inner connection through the third eye, seeing within, while maneuvering the workplace, while adding on the masculine energy and being in that work environment, right? So she was able to really successfully get there. It took a little time. It took a little practice. Don't think these things are going to just be easy. And if they are, good for you. But don't have those expectations, right? Don't put that pressure onto yourself, because remember, the feminine energy is patience. And so she was able to stay in this visual. If she got distracted and disconnected herself from it, she would remember and she would go, oh, I'm out of the visual. Come back right into it, right? A few breaths. inner third eye activation, able to be right back in the visual, and not just of her light flowing through her body, but also grounding through the roots down into Mother Earth, right? Because in the end, remember, the grounding is the foundation for your light embodiment. The grounding is absolutely necessary. Without grounding, we cannot embody our light. So that was a really good and well processed experience for her. And then from here, she took it to the next level where she really brought Nefertiti in, right? And so Nefertiti, of course, already has that natural authority, that strength, right? Coming from such a place of power. And so then my client was confused about, well, so then, you know, in this authority, I find myself to be quite strong and a little bit tough and a little bit too harsh. And I was like, okay. Well, we're wanting to bring it into the ascended form. Yes, we're wanting to bring it into the feminine energy, into the light form, because when we are really truly in our goddess, and goddess is power, feminine energy is power, Nefertiti is power, in a correct alignment, we are in this strong, yes, energy that is lovely. Lovely and kind, because it doesn't take anything personal. And so it's not about the words anymore, right? We don't need to be harsh. We don't need to be overcompensating anymore at this point. Because it's about the energy. The energy reads. It's the energy that travels. It's the energy that communicates. The words, as you know, if you're in the right energy, if you're in the calm, lovely energy, you can say anything. Anything, and it will be received, right? Because you can dress up any word, any which way, depending on the energy that's behind it. So it's never about the words. So from this yes energy, yes, we can say no. We can say no, no thank you. Or would you hand that to me, please, right? It's this empowerment that is lovely, that is authority, that is authentic empowerment, but is kind and gentle. Right? And so this is where we're finding ourselves in this lovely sweet spot of balance, where, yes, we're staying connected to the feminine energy. We are kind and patient and lovely and not personalizing anything, but also very clear on what we want and what we're asking for, or what we don't want and what's not going to work out. And we're fine saying no, and we're happy saying yes, let me check my calendar, and we're good. Setting boundaries, we're happy to be authentic. And that's really, really that place of authority. So here my client had her ego get tangled up in that whole Nefertiti embodiment, right? And so once she realized that it was really her ego that now thought she had to be so extra strong and so authoritarian, right? Once she recognized that and she came back into her inner connection and she came back into her feminine energy, it all came out so naturally, so strong, so present, yet so clear and intentional, right? So that's that sweet spot. That's that inner balance, of course, where we want to stay connected in the feminine energy first, and then allowing ourselves to be so clear on what we like and don't like, want and don't want, can do or not do, that it's from this place of authentic empowerment that we're just using a gentle strength, you know, just enough masculine energy to be very clear and very strong, but still fluid and kind and patient. And then if people are nagging or if people are pushing our boundaries, right, which will happen, people will test us. That's when we can sprinkle in just a little bit extra, a little bit more masculine energy, where we can be like, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. But thank you. Thank you for checking. Right? We'll just add in a little bit more. So, right? And it's of course, we have to play with it. We have to learn how to really find that comfortable flow for ourselves in every moment. Now from here, let me just go ahead and let's talk about the yes energy in itself, right? So we are here as light incarnated, these beautiful beings that communicates through the feminine energy. And so through the feminine energy, we really see life as the game that it is, as the school format that it is, because we are here to heal, clear karma, grow, and ascend, right? And so from this yes energy, which means we are in our inner connection, which means we are in our feminine energy, we understand that life is not always going to give us what we want. Life is not always going to be perfect. Life is not always going to just go our way just because we know who we are, right? Because we still are here to heal, clear karma, grow, learn, and ascend. So whenever we are finding a hurdle or a challenge, it is always opportunity to practice saying yes to that challenge, saying yes to the opportunity to come from the highest perspective. So to look at it and understand, okay, what am I here to learn? What is being triggered within me that I am here to heal? What is happening that might be old karma being cleared out, right? Because we are in huge, huge, huge karma clearing cycles. So we can never forget about that. Sometimes it's our turn to clear some more karma. Because none of us are ever free of karma. Yes, we have karma and dharma, but in the end, what goes around comes around, right? The more we're here generating beautiful energy and beautiful experiences, the more we are creating dharma, positive karma. But there is still old energy that we are purging, that we are releasing, that we are clearing out from other lifetimes. And so it is very important now to really own that, to really go with that. Because when we fuss and fight, when we go, oh, I don't like it, when we go, oh man, this sucks. When we're like huffing and puffing because things aren't the way we planned it or we expected it or we thought it would end up happening. Yes, and we get really disappointed. It's okay. It's okay to get disappointed. It's okay. I get disappointed. I've had many disappointments in my life. Many. And I've just gotten really good at not unpacking there. Not letting myself stoop in that. Into that, you know, way of throwing a tantrum because I didn't get what I was hoping for or asking for or really, really, really wanted, you know. And so instead now, if things are not happening exactly in the timing or in the way that I wanted it or expected it, then I'm now able to pause and go, okay, well, let's see what else. Okay, let's see what you got. Let's see what we've got. Let's bring it on. Let's happen here together with your light. for the light as the light. You're saying yes. You're saying yes to every experience unconditionally. You are saying yes to every experience coming from the place of knowing that it is happening for you. It's happening for you. No matter what it is happening for you. You're either getting to clear karma, or there's deeper healing to be done of wounding or trauma if you're having a reaction, or there's a lesson to be learned of choosing to see things differently, right? Being anew, responding anew, thinking anew, speaking anew, you know, really allowing yourself to rebuild and remodel yourself into light alignment, into higher frequency alignment. Because remember, this is you building your new earth self. You are a little new earth, all within yourself, rebuilding, recreating yourself in higher and higher and higher light vibrational embodiment, right? So seeing things from the highest perspective always is now the rule, is now the work. Yes. And so when we can keep coming into the highest perspective, we can really get ourselves to pause and go, okay, yes, what is here for me? What is here for me? For my growth, my healing, my clearing. What is here for me? Let me see. Let me take a look. Right? So it immediately takes us out of the old energy of huffing and puffing or resisting, right? It immediately takes us out of that. And it immediately puts us into higher self light alignment. And when we're in this, okay, all right, okay. Too bad, but okay, let's see. What's here for me? What's there for me to do now? Right? Taking a moment, going within, trusting that yes, there is a divine orchestration at play. And we're here for it. We're here for it. That's why we're here. Let's just, you know, be very clear and real with ourselves. And so this slight correction, this slight shift into this, okay, all right. We can say bummer. We can acknowledge, oh, I'm a little disappointed. Okay. Or we can be mourning, or we can be sad, you know, if it's a greater loss. Yes, of course, then we have to process that. But in the end, rather sooner than later, even if we're still mourning, let's say we're mourning the passing of a loved one, or we're mourning the loss of a relationship, whatever it may be, we can mourn it while being in the yes energy. We can mourn it while trusting that there is a higher orchestration at play. This is, even though painful, even though disappointing, even though sad, whatever it may be, this is still happening to everybody's highest and greatest good. And there are so many levels to it, right? As we're looking out into the world, saying things like these can you know, cause people to feel ruffled and upset. And, well, you know, how is that something you can say? You know, children are dying. And, you know, how can you say that that's yes energy? How could they possibly be in the yes energy, right? And I get that. And I understand that that's a really tough perspective. Or if somebody is really sick with a really, you know, with a strong illness, and, you know, they might say, how can you say that? How can I say that? I don't want this. No, I don't want to be in yes energy. I get that too. But when we're really, really in our light, and when we're really in that flow, we know, and you know, and you see, and you acknowledge that everything is just as it should be. And that from a highest perspective, the souls that are going through challenging situations, the souls that are going through such turmoil, these souls, you know, they've agreed to it, whether it was because of old karmic overlay, whether it was because of that was their mission, their contribution to the ascension of this planet, because in the end, all darkness still has to play itself out so it can be seen, so it can be recognized as, I don't want that anymore. I'm not gonna, you know, that's not what we want here anymore on Earth, right? That's not what I'm gonna fuel anymore. That's not what I'm gonna support anymore. Yes, we have to still learn, not all of us, but most still have to learn through the contrast. As we are in our ascension, as we are in our light embodiment, we're not needing that contrast so much anymore to know that we're here to be the highest light frequency available and sustainable at any moment in time. But others that are not yet as far down their path of evolution, like I've said, they still do need more of the contrast. And especially those souls that are still needing to be awaken, they oftentimes are shook into awakening, into a light by a lot of darkness, by a lot of contrast, by a lot of challenge, by a lot of trauma. So we need to understand that yes, there is a higher orchestration at play for everybody, dependent on where they are at. Each soul is here experiencing different levels of growth at different times, and we need to stay unattached and non-judgmental and accepting of where everybody is at, because this yes energy is accepting. It is non-judgmental. It is accepting of all is as it needs to be for this ascension process here on Earth, right? Because we are still purging a lot of darkness as we can visibly see in the world. And even though it's no fun, it is no pleasure to witness still so much suffering and still so much disconnect, it is a part of the process, and the souls that are here to assist this process are oftentimes quite evolved souls, right? They've come here for that specifically, to just help shift this planet a little faster, to push this planet just a little bit more into and through the darkness into light. It is always darkest before dawn. And we're not yet through it. We're not yet through the darkness. I might even want to say that it's going to get darker. It's going to look darker. But it's just because the darkness is louder. Remember, it's just the noise that it makes, right? There is so much light already anchored in on this planet at this time. We are fully anchored in this ascension. And this is what we're moving through and into. So focus on yourself. Keep coming back into your feminine energy. Keep coming back into your yes energy. Do it for yourself and notice how it is easing you. Notice how it is helping you feel wiser, feel more connected to your wisdom, your innate essence of knowing, of wisdom, of compassion, and of clarity, right? So that you can trust the light orchestration, so that you can trust the divine timing that is at play in your life and in everybody's lives globally. And so from here, I am leaving you with gratitude for you, for your energy, for your time, for your space, for your presence here. And thank you for your light. Thank you for your commitment to your light. as I am sending hugs and kisses, love and light blessings to you and yours. Mwah. Ciao for now.